Saturday night. It's the Red Lion. Welcome, please, Alan Hall!
Just came down from Newcastle.
That's sort of north of Watford.
It was really teeming down, you know. It was horrible. Oh, M6 is awful. I know how you live, yeah. The Midlands should just be cut out, you know, and just have Newcastle and France. Preferably the south. Paris as well, that's got to go. So I think after the first few songs I do will be... Well, definitely have references to the weather in it. You hear that all right? This one starts with the bridge jazz, because I know in the line you're very cultured and intelligent here. So, obviously watching Nick, you've got to be, haven't you? Especially McPhee as well. What kind of a bass guitar is that? Good grief! It's a Fennec guitar, is it? A Fennec bass. Anyway, this starts with a bit of jazz, so, you know, just relax. It's good. Scats in your mind. I know your daddy is very wealthy, and that he owns half the town in which my old man worked for half a crown an hour, 5 days a week. Who was too tired in the night to speak about the things in his head? Oh, Anna, what does money mean anyway? I've got more than all that. I can smile when it's a rainy day. I can see what's behind the big money game we almost play. Oh, Anna, it's not too easy to play the game when you know the rules are fixed in favor of the man who has some golden cufflinks for his silken shirt and who never sees the dirt. Oh, Anna, what does money mean anyway? I've got more than all that. I can smile when it's a rainy day. I can see what's behind the big money game they almost play. Oh, Anna, I don't give a damn if your daddy cannot see me for the things I really am. And I don't mind if your mommy and the kind don't like my hair. I don't care because it's you that's on my mind. Oh, Anna, what does money mean anyway? I've got more than all that. I can smile when it's a rainy day. I can see what's behind the big money game they almost play. Oh, Anna, what does money mean anyway? I've got more than all that. I can smile when it's a rainy day. I can see what's behind the big money game they almost play.
Raindrops feel like liquid diamonds falling from a cloud, or as a silver lining made by passing time. No, I've not just had a smoke, I've not been struck by lightning stroke. I let it thunder, let it whistle, let it blow like hell. I'm not really caring. My state of mind needs no repairing. Yesterday it was painted grey, and I found out no reliable way of knowing what tomorrow's colors might say. While heads around me turn and twist at situations that don't exist, I'll let it thunder, let it whistle, let it blow like hell. I'm not really minding. My state of mind needs no defining. Wandering through a fairy story, lost in love, seeking glory, listening to the music, children smile. While others with more complex claims protect themselves against the rain, I'll let it thunder, let it whistle, let it blow like hell. I'm not really bothered. And my state of mind has finally been discovered. I'll let it thunder, let it whistle, let it blow like hell. I'm not really bothered. And my state of mind has finally been discovered.
Thanks a lot. There are two songs from my very, very first solo album.
That's me before the old King died, eh?
Paved Dream. And I'm going to do one now, if it's a request for Shirley there. And it's called A Walk in the Sea, but I'm going to change it to A Walk in the Rain, just to keep the, you know, the meteorological theme running through the night. Did he? David Hamilton played this once, actually. It was a single, little show you how daft rock the records were, and probably still are. We got to release this as a single, Walk in the Rain. It's what, the most depressing song in the world. It's about suicide. Mine, I think.
Nothing for me,
not even you.
Really, I'm quite a happy person, you know. Normally, like, you know, it's not what my daughter say, but I really am. So I'm going to do a real tragic song for you. Now, I just wrote this last week, so honestly, I want to try it in Birmingham, you know. I don't know what it's about, actually. It's called See the Pretty Dancer or something. I think it's about death. Funny about death, I tell you. It's awful. Indeed, like. I think that's the right rhythm. And that sounds a bit like Benny Hill, doesn't it? Pretty dancer dancing rings around the moon. Her movements are all magic, but they finish all too soon. See the pretty girl whose face adorns the magazine. She tells her friend she's 20, but she's really 17. See the old man waiting with a cap clutched in his hand. He's dancing for your pennies, but you have none here at hand. See the fool who laughs at others' miseries and pain. See the pretty dancer, she will dance for you again. See the dancer with blood on her hands. Pretty though she might be, she's crying cause we don't understand. Her dance is done for you and for me. See the little boy who views the world through open eyes, who understands the truth but grows up in a life of lies. See the pretty dancer dancing rings around the floor. She's dancing for the answer, so she'll dance forevermore. Oh, see the dancer with blood on her hands. Pretty she might be, she's crying cause we don't understand. Her dance is done for you and for me. See the little boy who views the world with open eyes, who understands the truth but grows up in a life of lies. See the pretty dancer dancing rings around the floor. She's dancing for the answer, so she'll dance forevermore.
Thank you.
Now for something completely different. Actually, the last time I played in Birmingham was a bell and pump, and nobody told us about what it was all about, you know, until after the show. And I introduced this song by saying, this is a peace song, and peace songs these days with Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher in the world are about as much use as a nun's tit. And some of the audience got up and walked out, you know.
So I thought, well, hell, I'm not a socialist, I'm not a sexist, you know, there's not much use in a monk's chopper neither, you know. So all the audience got up, well, I was left with about six people, you know. Later on, Jim told us it was a Catholic club, you know.
It's true.
Take her away, I think she's ready. And this is a peace song, for what it's worth, it's called Poor Old Ireland.
You peace lovers. Now what I'm going to do is attempt to play this thing in the corner, and I'll bet you Winifred Antwell never saw one in her life before.
Wasn't?
Hello? Wasn't Winifred Antwell from Birmingham? It's like one of those things that Suki used to play with. Yeah. Hello, children. Can I have some of what you've been having, please? I'm going to do a song about drinking, which I know nothing about, but Nick Fenwick knows millions about it, because he stole all my jokes, all those W.C. Fields lines, you see. So I'll tell you one or two of the other things he said. He said, never drink water because fishes fornicate in it. It's a song about drinking, it's called One More Bottle of Wine.
Someone said the clock is slipping through the time. One more drink before we go. I've never met such fine and friendly folk, you know. The moment is not done, no way. There's still a lot of fun before we go. Charge it up and make it out to peace of mind. One more. more drink to kiss my head. Ease my aching bones and put them into bed. We don't see eye to eye always. We can but only try in small ways. One more bottle of wine, open up to the name of love in the nick of time. Drawn to the future of mankind. For in truth we are the blind leading the blind. Let's have another drink, for God's sake. Oh, we're on the brink of a real bad break. Let's have another drink, for God's sake. Let's have another drink. Let's have another drink. Let's have another drink. Let's have another drink.
So, gonna give us a lot more piano on the monitor back, full back, please.
It's all you there. It still sounds like Sooty's organ to me, like. If you could make it sound like Randy Newman's organ. It's quite big, that one. Randy Newman's got a very big organ. His mighty sword. Everybody laughs about his mighty sword.
Bit more, please. Well, I'll finish off this little spasm with another kind of...
another song which shows you the idiocy of record companies. Well, I made an album last year on the MWM label, I think it's called. It's in Newcastle. It's like, they might as well call it Cottage Industries Records, you know. They sold 10, I'm sure. My mother, my family bought them. And they decided to have a single off it. And I'll do the single for you now. It's singles, you know, you're supposed to be able to play them on top of the pops and have Stick Your Pear in that. And dance to it, and you know, it's last 2.5 minutes. This one's 6.5 minutes long. You can't dance to it, and it's about the Falklands War.
And the title's Malvina's Melody, you know, so the BBC went. So I sent a copy to Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah. I never had a reply.
You could come down here. We're sick and tired of living all these years in fear. The Argentine is fine, but it's not England, you know. We got 6 million sheep, some penguins, and a whole lot of snow. And it's cold, so cold. This is cold. You should have seen us. Just the hills and the gongs between us. 80 miles to Port Stanley. There'll be a hell of a party to meet us. And now is the time to cry for Malvina. You could find the time to rally round the battered old flag that lies bleeding at the bottom of the sound. Give our regards to the widows and the mamas and the papas in the crowd. When they sing their songs of victory, tell them to sing them way out loud. 'Cause it's cold, it's so cold. It's cold. You should have seen us. Just the hills and the guns between us. 80 miles to Port Stanley. There'll be a hell of a party to meet us. And now is it time to cry, Malvina? Someone said it was a great way to see the world. So I left my town, my mama, papa, and my favorite girl. Put on my uniform, stood to attention, joined the crew. Now I'm dead and I'm passing this message on to you. It's cold, so cold. Yes, it's cold. You should have seen us. Just the hills and the guns between us. 80 miles to Port Stanley. There'll be a hell of a party to meet us. And now is the time to cry for Malvina. Seen us, just the ships and the sea between us, fighting for your freedom. We got death's cold hands to free us. And now, yes, now is the time to cry for Malvina.
Thank you.
open and your papers are all torn. Well, you look for your checkbook, but you find that it's gone. So you fumble in your pocket for the change for the train. And the woman, she glares at you, then she calls your names. Falling down the steps, you get soaked by the rain. It's so hard to carry on, it's so hard to explain. But when it comes down to knowing who you are, feels like a waste of time. You'd be better off by far with a fistful of friends, a beatable guitar, and some food and some wine in a jar. Well, the advertising signs saying James Bond is here only deal you discomfort and fill you with fear. And you need a cigarette, there's no smoking allowed in here. It's so hard to carry on, it gets harder every year. And it comes down to knowing who you are. It seems like a waste of time. You'd be better off by far with a fistful of friends and a beat-up guitar and some food and some wine in a jar. Oh no no, oh no no, no no no, not again. No, 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 not again. No, 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 not again. No, 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 not again. No, 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 no.
Thank you. That's oh no, not again. You know, tempted to sing that forever and ever and ever. Then again, you'd have to sing it again.
When winter's shadowy fingers first pursue you down the street, and your boots no longer lie about the cold around your feet, do you spare a thought for summer whose passage is complete? Whose memories lie in ruins, and whose ruins lie in heat. Oh, when winter, comes howling in, when the wind is singing strangely, blowing music through your hair, and your rain-splattered windows make you decide to stay in bed, do you spare a thought for the homeless tramp who wishes he was dead? Or do you pull your bedclothes up higher and dream of summertime instead?
And mystic crystal snowdrops only aggravate the condition. Do you spare a thought for the gypsy girls with no secure position? Those churn and span my village and town at the magistrate's decision. Oh, in winter, comes howling in, when the turkey's in the oven, all your Christmas presents are bought. And Santa's in his module, he's an American astronaut. Do you spare one thought for Jesus, who had nothing but his thoughts, who got busted just for talking and befriending the wrong sorts? Oh, in winter, comes howling in. Oh, winter,
that's Winter Song. That was from our very first Lindisfarne album called Nice Out of Tune. You might remember it. It was designed by Raymond Jackson. The cover just looks as if somebody just puked all over it. But there is a song now from my very latest album. This is the Alan Hull album last year. It's available at the door as you go out. £4, very cheap. And if you don't like what's in it, you can always go like that. It makes a very good hat to keep the rain off. I'll do a song from it now. It's a happy song, I'll keep this on actually. It's collected. The song from this hat. Happy song about the Lebanon. You shouldn't believe what you read in the papers, you know. They're all dancing down there in the Lebanon, and they're doing a dance called the Berserker. This song features that dance, it's called The Day of the Jackal. I think I'll take this off, it's too soon. It's called The Day of the Jackal.
Well, my name is David and I live in Tel Aviv. I'm 12 years old, people call me Billy the Kid. My brother and my sister have gone from my side, lying together, for together they die. Everybody dance to the berserker. Everybody dance, soldier and worker. Pray to the Lord we can let you live together somehow. For the day of the jackal is now. Well, my name is Ishmael, and I live in Beirut. I'm 12 years old, but I know how to shoot. My mother and my father were both refugees. With a gun at their heads, they died on their knees. Everybody dance to the berserker. Everybody dance, soldier and worker. Pray to the Lord, we can learn to live together somehow. For the day of the jackal is now. Well, my name is God, or Allah if you choose. And I bring you despair, destruction and abuse. And I give you your lands and you name them after me. But you tear them apart from the desert to the sea. Everybody dance to the berserker. Everybody dance, soldier and worker. Pray to your Lord, we can let you live together somehow. For the day of the jackal is now. Everybody dance, 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 dance. Everybody dance, 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 dance. Pray to the Lord, we can let you live together somehow. For the day of the jackal is now. It's the day of the jackal. It's now!
Thank you. It's the day of the jackal. I must say you've been a great audience tonight, and I'll tell you what, this is a really strange club with those two comics that are on before. I'll tell you what, Little and Large have got nothing on McPhee and Finnick. So pleased they're not on the telly. Never be able to see the news for them rabbit none. Anybody here from Solihull? Right, I've got to tell you this story actually. A friend of mine who's he's a writer for the local press told us a story about a little girl in Solihull. This is not a joke, actually, it's a true story. I just thought I'd tell you, people from Solihull. So a little girl called Anna, which she might have been, about 4 years old. Posh house, you know, for her accountant and all that, owned a bank in Chicago. Big posh house in Solihull. And next door there was a building site, and this little girl used to go on the building site and play with the bricks and do some water and all. And all the building lads had just let her get on with it, you know. And they came to Friday, she'd been there all week. She'd been there, you know, like kids. Kids are fascinated by building sites. So this little girl certainly was. So they let her, you know, get on with it. And the Friday night came, and all the lads on the building sites said, well, put 10p in each and we'll give her a proper little wage packet. So they did all that. True story. So I'll give her a little wage packet. So there you go, Anna. Off you go. Home now. See you on Monday.
Thank you, Jim.
I
take back what I said. We'll just check Jim's tuning, right? This could be the biggest joke of the night. Hold your breath.
Song,
haven't I? Song about a man from Jarrow on Tyne. So, you know, and he went down in 1936, took a march down from Jarrow to London for the right to work. It's called Marshal Riley's Army.
In 1936, they took a trip. The men who made the ships, searching for some kind of salvation.
with head held high and dignified. The townsfolk and the passers-by held them in some kind of admiration. Marshal Riley's army marching for your rights, you surely end. That you taught us to has learned them.
Some lovely harmonies there.
Soldiers in the front line of the struggle for the right to work. Did God give me these hands just to be idle? While His Holiness the Bishop, this infinite Christian wisdom, like Peter when the cock crew at denied it. March on, Marshal Riley's army, marching for your rights, you shall the end. March on, Marshal Riley's army, lessons that you taught us, who has learned. And the pressman and the yes man to London town all came down and they brought with them the curious and he reigned. Well, 40 years have since gone past, but you're still down there if you're working class. Can anybody tell me what has changed? March on, Marshal Riley's army, marching for your rights, you soldier.
One more time with some harmonies, the great ones over there.
Well, march on, Marshal Riley's army, marching for your rights is surely in there, surely in there. March on, march on, Marshal Riley's army, the lessons that you taught us, who has learned. Counselors, magistrates, men of renown, who needs to live in a dirty old town? Yes, go on, tear it down. And who needs the trees and the flowers to grow? We can have a motorway with motorway door. I know they've got to go. Tear them down, them around, bury them deep under the ground. And you ever have a sleepless night, just count out your money, it'll be alright, alright. Politicians, planners, go look what you've done. Madness is making a machine of everyone. One day the machine might turn on, tear you down, mess you round, bury you deep under the ground, and we'll
dance on your graves till the flowers return. And the trees tell a secret, took ages to learn. We'll tear you down, mess you around, bury you deep under the ground. And we'll dance on your graves till the flowers return. And the trees tell a secret, took ages to learn. We'll tear you down.
Thanks a lot. See you again sometime, Betty. Great singers.
Say some more for Alan Hull, will you please? Alan Hull!
You're most kind. You must say you're really all good singers.
But at me, actually.
The mandolin lane. Thank you, James, but no. Don't call us, we'll call you. Bassy playing magician, sitting lotus on the floor. Belly dancing beauty with a power driven saw. Had my share of nightmares, didn't think it could be much more. In Mork Bot Picasso with the Lady Eleanor. She tied my eyes with the ribbons of a silken ghostly thread. I gazed with troubled vision on an old four-poster bed, where Eleanor had risen to kiss the neck below my head. Bid me come along with her to the land of the dancing dead. But it's all right, Lady Eleanor. It's all right, Lady Eleanor. I'm all right where I am. She gazed at the love and beauty like a mother to his son. Like living, dying, seeing, being all rolling in one. All at once I heard some music in my bones. The same old song I'd heard for years reminding me of home. But it's all right, Lady Eleanor.
Maybe be a bit daft now, what else? Yeah. Why are all these sad songs, right? So yeah, clapping your hands and things and stamping your feet and turning the guitar up in the monitor so it'll be really loud. We'll day the fog on the tank. It's not daft enough yet. In a sleazy snack bar, sucking sickly sausage roll, slipping down slowly, slipping down sideways, think I'll sign off the door. Fog on the tyne, it's all mine, all mine. Fog on the tyne, it's all mine. Fog on the tyne, it's all mine, all mine. Fog on the tyne, it's all mine. Could a cup of catch a crook, a cup of make a, could a cup of comprehend that a cookie coffee maker's just an undertaker who undertakes to be your friend. And the fog on the tyne is all mine. Fog on the tyne is all mine. Where you bugger man, the fog on the tyne is all mine. Fog on the tyne is all mine. Could have, I've done that one. I don't sing these verses, you know. This song's so intelligent, man. Simon's verse. Oh, he sings it in a daft Lancashire accent, that's very nice. I've got it now, I've got it now. You got to tell it to tomorrow, today makes it time to tell you what's in that man brain. Presently we'll have that fight us two together, everybody do their thing. Winged in,
fiddle solo. I sit. Right. La 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 la. This next verse, this is the last one. It's absolute poetry. No, honestly, it is. You see, I don't know how many people took English at school, but there's a thing called alliteration. It's what you do on the toilet. You look at the graffiti on the toilet, and you have a papa and a wee wee. So I wrote this song, this verse of this song, actually on the toilet, and I was having a papa and a wee wee. It was number one in Portugal, actually. That's the truth. It was. I don't know why. I think it's because a ship from the Tyne docked in Portugal, you know, and all but
well, I forgot the Tyne.
You got fuck on the tailor, buddy lad. Excuse me? You got fuck on the tailor, buddy lad. I was like, look, yeah. Yes. We've got fuck on the tailor. We have lots of fuck on the tails. Good. It's alliterative. It was banned by the BBC. You know, the Lebanon's dying, you know. Nuclear war's about to explode on everybody's head. We've got Thatcher in the government. We've got the biggest strike going in the history of the world. Famine in Ethiopia. And the BBC bans this song because it says the word wee wee. We can sit together, we can have a wee-wee, we can have a wet on the wall. If someone stops to whisper that, it's simple sister slap and don't slow on that spot. Cause the fog on the train is all mine, all mine. Fog on the train is all mine. Fog on the train is all mine, mine. Fog on the train is all mine. Where you bugger man, the fog on the train is all mine, all mine. Fog on the train is all mine. Where you bugger man, the fog on the train is all mine, all mine. Fog on the train is all mine. The fog on the train, it's me, it's me. Fog on the train, it's all me. Thank you, good night. Thank you, be great. Song about the filth that's called We Can Swing Together. No one came to criticize, no one to complain. Just to pass a little bit of time, play some human games. Some were smoking cannabis, others they had none.
but everybody was holding hands, singing this little song. We can't switch the cause to be, we're doing it right. We can swing together, we can swing all through the night. Then when things were happening, around about 10 to 4, there was a screeching of bricks, dogs barking outside, and a hammering on the door. Then the voice of official dead, saying open in the name of the law. But we just kept on drinking, stinking, singing this song some more. We can't swing together, cause we feel we're doing it right. We can't swing together, we can swing all through the night. Then they broke down all the doors, they kicked the windows in. They let their little doggies off the leads and they ransacked everything. They stood us all against the wall, their faces spit with grin. And they hit each other's handcuffs, barely began to sing. We can swing together, cause we feel we're doing right. We can swing together, we can swing all through the night. They took us to see the county judge with a wig hat on his head. He hit our case with a smile on his face. This is what he said: I have to send you all to jail for doing this terrible thing. Ding! As I walked down to the cells, I swear I heard him sing. Oh, we can't swing together, cause we feel we're doing it right. We can't swing together, we can swing all through the night. Let's hear you sing it. Very good, very good. Hang on, hang on. Now, when the band plays it on stage, you see, we've got somebody in the band called the Ayatollah Jackson. And he splits the audience up, you see, and has a little competition to see who can sing the loudest. So I don't see what's the difference between the City Hall in Newcastle or Sheffield and the Red Lion in King's Heath. So we'll just have that little Ayatollah test. Starting with the lot on me left. If you lot keep quiet, we'll see who's the best. Starting with you lot. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Let's swing together, cause we always doing it right. Let's swing together, we can swing all through the night. We can swing together, cause we always doing it right. We can swing together, we can swing all through the night.
That was pretty good, that. Even with the disadvantage of having Jim McPhee on their side. Now we'll try you lot.
Oh dear.
Better than the left. And that's something I really shouldn't say at all.
I mean, how can you say Margaret Thatcher's better than North Scorpio?
Give the left one more chance. One, two.
We can swing together, cause we're always doing it right.
I think it's a draw. Just to be diplomatic. Everybody, we can sway together, cause we feel we're doing it right. We can sway together, we can swing all through the night. One more, whoa! We can sway together, cause we feel we're doing it right. We can sway together, we can swing all through the night. God bless ya!
Next week, the Tannehill Weavers. Next week, the Tannehill Weavers are Scotland's most powerful band and the best band in the world. Tonight you heard the lovely music of Syzygy and Alan Hull. Will you tell him you enjoyed it, please?